This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my hobbies, okay, is PR. I love PR. I love helping people with their PR. I love looking at what people do, what political parties do, what the president does. And then I find the PR misses and mess ups. And, of course, I make my own suggestions, whether anybody listens to them or not. And so I've been always fascinated by the PR in politics. Whereas the Republicans, their PR campaign is less government, less taxes, stronger security, stronger economy. The Democrats' PR campaigns has been better climate, better life, better community, we take care of our own. And so, overall, right, the Republicans and Democrats have been, you know, trying to stay on point with that PR campaign. Well, something that was kind of fascinating is Hollywood generally is more left. And usually when you hear from anybody in Hollywood, it's, I'm leaving America. If Trump gets reelected, I'm out of here. Or, and who knows? And we'll hear from, you know, the Hollywood left oftentimes when it comes to things that the right do, etc. But when you hear from Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is, I guess, a registered Republican, was a Republican governor of California, when he says the following, that Democrats are blanking up, and I can't actually say, but it kind of rhymes with Donald Duck, every city in America, and he says it in that's what the Democrats would say they're doing, it starts to kind of make you wonder, you know, when he says it, because we've been hearing it all along. We keep hearing, and it's been sad. I've been hearing this for years. We have beautiful cities in San Francisco, in New York City, in Chicago. And I keep hearing that phrase, they are blanking up the city, blanking up the city, effing up the city, F. And when you start to hear it from Hollywood, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is not the most conservative Republican. I mean, you know, he married a Kennedy and he's moderate, and that's why a lot of people like him. And, you know, I like him because of his movies. You know, get to the chopper. I can't do an accent. I wish I could. I should, because my grandfather was Austrian, but I can't do his accent. For him to say on a Rob Lowe podcast in an interview, when Rob Lowe said, what would the Democrats say, you know, in terms of characterizing the party, he said, quote, we are about ruining the cities. We want to F up every city in America. That seems to be their theme right now. So from a PR standpoint, I mean, if I was the Democratic Party's PR chief, I'd be like, okay, guys, that's what people are thinking of us, of Democrats, if I worked for the Democrats. And we keep hearing they're effing up the city. So what is being perceived as effing up a city? Being overrun by crime. Being overrun by homelessness. Running out of money. Not providing proper health services, shifting their focus. I think somebody called up saying they want to build yacht berths or docks, and they're spending all this money in San Francisco on that when they have homeless crisis. And I'm not saying Republicans would do that too, wouldn't do that as well. But you keep hearing this, that if a Democrat runs a city, it's going to be blanked up. And so the Democrats have then a PR problem. And so why would somebody say that? Well, what is important to them? This is why we have a representative democracy. You talk to your constituents. What is it that your constituents want? Do they want crime stopped? If they do, the Democrats can do that. They have the same constitution that Republicans do. They have lawyers that went to the same law schools and passed the same bar. So if you have individuals who think, and again, Arnold Schwarzenegger comes from California, if they think that these cities are being effed up with drugs, with criminal element, with school academics, they have the ability to fix it. Now, I'm sure people are saying that the Republicans F up the climate, or they F up, school curriculums, or, you do not want the, if somebody said, let's hire Dahlia, like, okay, she gets things done. The last thing I want to know is somebody goes, oh, she's going to F it all up. Then I would ask, okay, what is it that I do that would F it all up? Is it that the project wouldn't get done? Is that the project would be done wrong? Is it that, I step on a couple people's toes who aren't working because I'm like, it's okay, just go back to sleep, I'll get it done? What is it about that? Are these cities really overrun with crime? Are they really falling apart? Are people moving out that were paying? Detroit, we heard a lot of individuals left who were paying taxes, now leaving a lot of, a deficit in terms of tax dollars coming in. So if you are the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, PR is everything. Look at the PR Israel has had to do in the midst of fighting because people weren't believing that kids were killed. And they had to actually show the bodies. I mean, PR, sadly, is everything. And if the Democrats continue to have this phrase, following their political party. I know a lot of Democrats. I have Democrats in the family. I have Republican and Democrat friends that I'm really close to. You do not want to have that after your political party, where you are effing it up. And so what is it that they're trying to do and not F up that just by collateral damage is effing up everything else? So, interesting. Arnold Schwarzenegger's words, and sorry, I can't do his accent like I should. 1-877-DOLLY. I'll be back.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, would you have more kids now in 2023 if you were childbearing, or you are childbearing, would you have more kids now than you would 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Or would you have less? Or would you tell somebody to not have a baby? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or send us a message on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm done with my childbearing. I had two kids. If I was a millennial or a Gen Z right now, I would probably be freaked out to have a kid. I would do it. I think having a child is one of the most amazing things. And being concerned about money and all that, I would... There's always money issues. We didn't have money when we got pregnant. Poor people have been having babies, and they've been very, very happy to have babies. I don't think the money issue should dissuade you. But for me, I don't think I would have done anything different. Now, when I talk to young people, and I do, I know a lot of young people, and I get up into everybody's business. I have no problem meeting somebody, gaining rapport after talking to them, and then say, I want to ask you, you know, are you thinking about having kids? You know, what are you guys looking at with that? And I notice with a lot of the younger couples, there's a hesitancy by a variety of things. Now, they will always say money, but it's not always money. But that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, it costs too much to have a baby right now. Well, it does. Babies are expensive. They don't have to be. There's ways to do it where, you know, it doesn't have to be. Hand-me-downs. I love hand-me-downs. I ask all my friends, I go, any of the clothes your kids didn't poop up, I'll take, if you're about to throw it out. Baby showers are fantastic. Dealing with babysitting and figuring out how to get, you know, move to, if you know, you don't have family, move to them. I know that could be a big, yeah, but family babysitting, and I mean, there's ways to make it work. But everybody is going to say money, which they're not wrong, but that's not why they're not having kids. Others are worried about their relationship. Many individuals are not married. They're at the age where they need to have kids. Some of these women, they're in their 30s. And it's a little harder to get pregnant. You can still get pregnant. But in terms of autism and in terms of maternal pregnancy issues as well as fetal issues, the older you are at your first pregnancy, the more difficult it could be. And so if they're not married, they don't want to necessarily have a family yet. And that fear of having a baby out of marriage. We've never really prepared our women for that. We never prepared our women for society. We always told them that you're going to one day get married and have kids. We never told them that they may never get married. Somebody may not want to marry them. They're beautiful. They're smart. They make amazing partners. But we were going to have a society where a lot of dudes were like, eh, do we really have to do the marriage thing? My friend is with their life partner having kids. Do we really have to do the marriage thing? And you have some people a little nervous about that. And I've had young people say, look, do I really need to be married? You know, what are my risks? Well, no. I mean, look at Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. They didn't get married, I don't believe. Look at Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, who are married, but they're not living together. So just because you're married doesn't mean you're bonded for life. But a fear a lot of women have is they don't want to be a baby mama. Now, a baby mama is somebody who had a relationship with somebody. They had a baby. It ended up involving a pregnancy. But they're not necessarily together with that person or monogamous with that person. So there might be a father who has families with three different women. And rather than saying she's his wife or girlfriend number one, girlfriend number two, or girlfriend number three, or if they're not going out because the relationship fell apart, a person I had a baby with, the term that has arisen is baby mama. And you have a lot of individuals fearing that they're going to be baby mamas. And they don't want that. They don't want to be one of three women that have to share daddy time. And that could be challenging. That could be very challenging. People make it work, but it could be challenging. And then, of course, you have individuals that don't want kids. Kids turn them off. Kids annoy them. They want their sleep. They want their body. They saw what happened to their sister after she had a baby. They saw what their mom looks like. Yet Jennifer Aniston is still a size 2 because she hasn't had kids. So you have people look at that going, huh, I want to still look like Jennifer Aniston when I'm 52. So maybe I'll hold off having kids. And so this attitude towards kids is a lot different. Because in society, we put your worth on the babies you have. You're more wealthy if you have children and progeny and a name that goes on for generations. And for some of us, that is the highest wealth you could ever have. But for others, they're rethinking it. One is if they don't think they're going to be the father of that child because the relationship's going to break up and that kid's going to have a new father and you'll only get to see him on Sundays. Two, if they think, well, we're not going to be able to afford the kids. And then the kids are going to have to work and they're not, you know, then we're going to go into debt and who knows what they're thinking. And so we're starting to kind of let that go and we're not really addressing people's concerns. And the answer is not, let's have the government pay for everybody to have babies and we'll pay for their child care and we'll pay for their food and we'll pay for everything. I mean, we need to come up with a better way where we have this desire again to want to have a family. Last thing you want is somebody only getting pregnant only to get government funds. But the truth of the matter is child care is expensive. Child care has gotten very expensive. If you thought staffing a hospital was difficult or staffing a precinct was difficult, staffing a daycare center is difficult because, again, they can't work from home. People want to work from home. They could work multiple jobs. They could sleep in. At a daycare, you got to be there bright and early because parents are dropping their kids off at 6. So daycares are having trouble staffing. They have to raise prices for labor. Now they're raising prices for daycare. Kids' medicines cost money. Taking off work to get your kid, to take your kid in to go and vaccinate. Kids want clothes. Kids want iPhones. Kids want to eat. They want to see the next movie. And so, me being a mom, I would have not done it differently. The only thing I would have, I don't even think I could have done it differently because, you know, I was 28 and 30 when I had both kids, and we were already starting to see complications of my older age having babies where they weren't getting enough fluid and one wasn't growing, so we had to induce. And so I keep saying I would have wanted to have 3 or 4 kids like my mom did, but I don't know how healthy the third one would have been. But I'm telling you, as a mom, if you could have children, it's the most amazing thing. It's just you might not be having children in that old picturesque way of there's going to be a mommy, there's going to be a daddy, there's going to be plenty of daycare, there's going to be, you know, plenty of people spoiling the kids. But what I do suggest you do is get the family together, even if it's sisters, brothers, cousins, etc., you know, and talk to everybody about, guys, this is what we're thinking of doing, and we don't want to expect we're going to have help from everybody, but in the Zoom, but, you know, we just want to see what sort of support would we need, and what could the family do, and how could we make this happen? Because we want our family to grow bigger. And I'm telling you right now, aunts and uncles would love to see the family grow bigger. Your grandparents would love to see the family grow bigger. And you'd be amazed at how many people want to help. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Additional charges have been filed in the bribery case against New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. A superseding indictment that was filed yesterday alleges that Menendez acted as a foreign agent and disclosed sensitive U.S. government information. The number of Americans killed in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas is steadily increasing. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We're obviously doing everything we can to support and inform the families. Now, sadly, five more families have now gotten the worst possible news that any family can conceive of getting.
New York Congressman George Santos facing possible removal from office. Santos was just hit with federal charges accusing him of stealing identities and using his donors' credit cards without their approval. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we knew this would be coming, and I think in some cases it needs to happen. But we have had a big disparity of who's paying taxes and who aren't. And when we've heard these statistics, these startling statistics, that half of the country is paying taxes and half isn't. Is it because the other half isn't able to? Are they all disabled and unable to work, so they're not necessarily paying taxes? Or is it that they found loopholes, or are they not working, so they can then fall under a certain tax bracket? But we've had a report saying Americans have failed to pay a record of $688 billion in taxes. That was just in 2021 alone. And so, now that the IRS got a big infusion of money, they are going to audit a lot more. The number of this billion, this $688 billion, includes $542 billion due to underreported income. The remainder of the shortfall owed by those who didn't file returns when they should have or never paid their bills. Total gap is up more than $138 billion from estimates for the tax years 2017 and 2019 being reported by the Wall Street Journal. The largest element of noncompliance, $182 billion, was attributed to undeclared business and farm income reported on Schedule C and F of individual returns. This increase in the tax gap underscores the importance of increased IRS compliance efforts on key areas. So this report comes as the IRS is ramping up audits on high-income taxpayers and fighting to keep funding it got in the Inflation Reduction Act. It needs to show that the money given to the IRS, making IRS bigger and more powerful, is not going to waste. So, yeah, they are going to turn around and audit more. Because they are going to want to tell Congress and tell the American people the next election, look at the money we brought in. Every IRS agent pays for themselves tenfold. And so, yeah, they're going to audit to go look at the money we brought in. And they want to improve taxpayer service, increase enforcement. A recent bipartisan deal had ratcheted back the funding. The additional staff and hiring at senior levels is really a critical aspect, they say, of being able to expand our coverage. And so I get that's kind of unpopular to fund a group that could go after you. Well, but the agency wants to look at reporting from gig workers, entrepreneurs. There's new rules for reporting income. You also have these payment apps. So if somebody's giving you money on Venmo, and I think if it exceeds $600, you then have to pay taxes on that. People give each other money all the time. People buy things under the table. They'll do garage sales. You're supposed to report that income. You win money at a casino, you report that income. You win the lottery, the taxes get taken out before you ever get your money. So what does that mean if we have $688 billion that is owed to us? I mean, we're looking at writing off student debt, which people scratch their head going, but you know, that money needs to go and fund things. If we write that off, you know, oh, we could completely write that off. But then on in another headline, they're like, but look, we're owed $688 billion. So the IRS announces that it is going to increase audits of the 2021 tax returns, thanks to additional staff. Woohoo! Boy, are they happy about that. And so, you know, I can't really walk you guys through an audit. All I can say is if you think you are going to be one of the many who could be audited, make sure you have your ducks in a row. Now, I get it. A lot of these receipts have BPA. We throw out our receipts because we don't want to touch it. But if you used credit cards, your credit cards document what you bought, you know, you might have to organize it. Well, but you might want to take a look back, because when you do get audited, it's a pain in the ass. And the ones who get in trouble are the ones that have absolutely no evidence, nothing. But if you look like you're taking the audit seriously, and you go, this is what I've done. This is all my mortgage payments. These are all my car payments. This is all everything I spent at the grocery. And luckily with apps for that, you now have documentation. And print everything out. Have files and files of everything. You can even have pictures. So let's say you get accused of buying a TV set. And the TV set was used by a business credit card, right, as a business expense, but the TV is sitting in your house. Put the TV in the business. Show pictures. This is the TV we bought. Here it is in the business, where customers coming in can see the screen. These are the computers we bought for the business. Because, you know, what are some of the tricks that people are doing? Well, some of the tricks are people are claiming, you know, it's a business expense when it's not. No. And I don't think the IRS is really worried about toilet paper. You know, but I think they're worried about some of the bigger things, like the electronics, the cars. Know your tax laws. Make sure you have a CPA or an accountant. Because if you've been writing something off that you shouldn't, that's a problem. But a big thing they're also looking at is your cash and your tips. Getting cash for tips is one of the easiest ways for people to bypass the IRS. I've even walked into places that say, we don't take credit cards, only cash. And you're like, you don't take credit cards? Well, because again, if it's on a credit card company, there is a paper trail. If the payment's done in cash, it could be pocketed. And so things like that will definitely spur an audit. And so for many individuals who claim very little income, but they're living in a pretty damn nice house, having a pretty nice car, that's going to, you know, engage some suspicion, because how are you paying for all this if you're only making $25,000 a year and you've been working 200 days a year out cocktailing or bartending or, well, so, you know, document tips, and I get it. You know, people do not want to give the government any more money than they have. But the government now wants to spend so much more, they cannot continue a lot of the things they want to do for, who knows, climate change and their climate core and whatever else they want to do when they have such a deficit. So if they could prove we brought in that money, and because we brought in that money, we could hire more IRS agents, we could expand government, we could do more of what we want to do, if there's money to be found, they're going to want to find it. So keep in mind that this is something that could affect you. Like I said, just have your ducks in a row. Now, if you haven't, you know, if you think you're going to get caught, there's a lot of anxiety. I can't tell you how many patients would come going, I think I'm getting audited, or I'm getting audited. You know, relax about it. Okay, get some help. An accountant will help you. If you do owe, you'll get a bill. You may have to pay back taxes. You may have to pay. If you're honest about it and you are humble and you can avoid jail, you know, but just, you know, don't panic, but plan ahead. Now, how many million, I don't know how many more million audits are going to be done. I don't think we're going to get that number. But, yes, they are coming. And as I said, just plan. Just have all your credit card statements. You can even ask, you can go online and print. Yeah, and like I said, just make sure you show everything, especially if you're honest. If you're honest, this is really easy. If you've been pocketing cash, you might need to, explain why you didn't make hardly any money, all of spring of 2021. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so here's a biology question. What is the body temperature of the average human? What's our normal body temperature? 98.6. And that's what we learned. We're being told that's wrong. That is not our average body temperature anymore. And I was wondering when they were going to change that. Because I don't know about you guys, but when I was younger, and I would be burning up, and I knew I had a fever, I felt it, I was warm, I'd go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, well, good news, she doesn't have a fever. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? What are you smoking, man? What? Yes, I do have a fever. I'm warm. But your temperature is only 99. and you're barely a little bit above 98.6. It's probably because you were running around. You don't have a fever. I go, I am flipping burning up. And when I would check my temperature in medical school, I would be in the 97s, 96s sometimes. And they're like, well, you know, maybe because you're just cold-blooded. Hey, I don't run. If I'm 98.6, 99, I've got the flipping flu. That is hot for me. I'm not hot. Now people go, Dr. Dahlia, were you ever hot? No, 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 I'm not hot at all. You know, Harry, nobody ever wanted me. I'm not hot at all. But from a temperature standpoint, this 98.6 never fit me. And it doesn't fit a lot of people. So when patients call in going, you know, I have this, et cetera. And I'm like, look, you know, do you have a fever? And they say, but I always run low. I run low. I believe them because I run low. And that's why we always have to be very, very careful how we're taking temperatures. Like when it comes to babies, you know, core temperature we get with a rectal thermometer. That's going to be a lot higher than a forehead thermometer or a mouth thermometer or an ear thermometer. You know, if I drink cold water and I try to get a thermometer read, I could make it drop lower. But I don't want rectal thermometer, so I don't do that because I don't want somebody going, we really, Dr. Dahlia, need your true temperature reading, so let's bend you over. Well, now we have a study out of Stanford in the September 5th issue by Dr. Julie Parsonet, who does not agree that our average temperature is actually 98.6. Every decade, this is according to Motherly, this is the outlet that reported on it, but it was published in JAMA Internal Medicine. They said every decade of the 19th century, the average American's body temperature has declined from 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit by 0.5 degrees Fahrenheit. Maybe because we have better living conditions, we have less inflammation, therefore body temperature. You know what I think it is? I think it's fat. Now, even though when I was super skinny, my temperature was still lower. But look at all the extra pores, you know, and the extra skin you have to help cool your body off. I think that might be a part of it. Or maybe these thermometers were wrong. So when somebody asks where did 98.6 come from, did somebody pull that out of their, you know, rectum with a thermometer? They say data published in 1868 from a German doctor who collected temperatures from 25,000 people came up with that number. He reported a range of temperatures in the group, saying that men and older adults had lower readings than women and young adults. Temperatures tended to run higher in the afternoons, but the average on a whole was 98.6. So, what does that mean? Well, maybe we need to change this whole idea of 98.6. So, giving credit where credit is due, this was a Stanford discussion. This was a Stanford brief called Defining, if I could get through all the pop-ups, Defining Usual Oral Temperature Ranges. So this is oral. Nobody had to bend over for this one. Defining Usual Oral Temperature Ranges in Outpatients Using an Unsupervised Learning Algorithm. And they said in this cross-sectional study, machine learning was applied to 618,000 adults and defining the normal temperature as 36.64 degrees Celsius. I knew they would do this. They're giving us Celsius. Okay, I got to calculate Celsius and Fahrenheit in my head. Crap. I could do it, but I think I'm going to use tech, right? Please don't make me calculate 36.64 Celsius. They said using individual and temporal characteristics, the range of mean temperatures for the coolest to the warmest individuals was 36.24 to 36.89. So they do this on purpose. You know why? Stanford's in America. Do they really, really? They're doing this for their UK brother. They're like, you know what? Europe likes Celsius, so now let me go Celsius to Fahrenheit. No, I didn't have this prepared because I didn't think they were going to just give us a Celsius. This is honestly ridiculous. This is ruining the show. All right, so what is my Celsius? 97.9. Okay, so they're saying that the average body temperature is 97.9. Right, so what does that mean? Probably nothing because my average body temperature is in the 97s. Absolutely. I do think some of our body parts might be warmer. Somebody asked, why don't we do vaginal temperatures? Why would we? Remember, the vagina is a very hostile environment. There's war going on all the time between bacteria and fungi and fighting sperm and all sorts of. I would say the average vagina is like 200 degrees. So I would not necessarily use that as an accurate orifice to check temperature. But people always ask, what then is a fever? I always say over 100.4, but I don't like saying that. I don't like saying if your temperature is 100.4, you have a fever. Because as I pointed out, when I'm feeling like I burned it up and I'm only 99, I think that's significant. Now, why we have numbers is because people like to take medication if they have a fever. And maybe that needs to kind of be rolled back. When I do feel warm, I tell my fever to cook. And cook that sucker till it gets out of my body. So I thought I had mild COVID a while back. I felt my temperature go up. I wasn't going to take Tylenol or Motrin. I wanted that fever or whatever elevated body temperature to do what it had to do. But we do need to give people ranges and guidelines so then they know. You know, if flu comes with a fever, well, how high of a fever? Now, I've seen, especially pre-COVID, fever of over 102.5. And I notice if you have a higher fever, it's pretty consistent. It could be over 102, 103, 104. You know, I'm going to call it. And I'm going to say, okay, we're looking at something that we would see with strep. We're looking at something we would see with flu. COVID, it's mild. Some people have no fever. Some might only go up to 99. Some might go up to 101. But we use fever as a judge of, one, what your body is doing and what your body needs. So we're going to say you have a high fever if you're over 103.1. You have a very, very high fever, might need hospitalization if you're 105.8. So that is according to Dr. Leah Gordon, a naturopathic doctor, in another interview. Personally, if you have a fever that comes on quickly, let's say you are 99 and you go up to 102, that could be more dangerous than you floating around 103, because the rise in the temperature could trigger a seizure. So the moral of all this is different strokes for different folks. If somebody feels warm, if they say they feel warm, if they say they feel different, I'm going to count it. And then depending on what other symptoms, then we focus what the right treatment would be. High fevers, yes, we do like to bring the fever down so you don't lose extra fluid and dehydrate. But low fevers, yeah, let it fight what it needs to fight, but also alert you to get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.